Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to the first episode of season 2 of the Melanin Wave podcast. Woohoo! We are your hosts, I'm Remy,
Monica,
and I'm Jade.
Badiliki, melanin do chini akuna bleaching. Black is beautiful, you're not teaching. Girls are thinking, ni makin tu na makuin. Squad yote mpaka DJ.
Jen is always waiting for introduction. It's like he's always waiting for someone else to come out from studio and introduce themselves before her. I'm like, girl.
It's like she's thinking, what pseudonym am I going to use today? Who am I?
She's thinking of which name.
Oh my goodness. Jen is the master of pseudos.
Fucking guy.
So if you see a strange person following you, you just know it's like Jen. Or if someone viewed your snaps or your something, I don't know.
Wait, Kwanza, can you see when somebody views your Instagram? If you're stalking someone on
hell
Instagram.
Yes.
You can see?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, stories, like,
oh, no,
yeah.
It won't notify them.
At the, what the stories?
Go, no, it won't notify them, Jen. Mm-hmm. It won't notify them, but if they go to the views, like if they're checking who has viewed their stories, then of course they're going to see you there.
Even by the name. Time you viewed it.
Yes, even the time you viewed it.
Like they're going to see by name, like in he.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kwani, how are they supposed to see it? Time. Anonymous Monica viewed your story.
Guy.
Yes.
Now you tell me.
Who have you been
but
stalking?
But you see, but you're worried about viewing someone's Instagram story.
Mm-hmm.
If you want true to be tested, like truly to feel tested, just go on TikTok. If you go on TikTok and you view someone's account, they get a notification, so and so viewed your account.
Oh no.
So like if you're stalking someone there, like if it's like a somebody, they're going to
they're
get
just
it.
Seeing
so
you there at 2 a.m.
on TikTok, you have to be strong.
Viewed.
You are either you don't give a shit, even if someone views, like even if you view someone else's account, or you know, you just don't view people's accounts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the
but
social media.
See LinkedIn, you always see if someone nini.
That one where? I know you see. LinkedIn.
LinkedIn.
Yeah, but okay, well, yeah. Well, it's for very serious people who want to get hired. Yes. People who use it. So yes. But funny, you people use LinkedIn like the way you use other social media platforms.
No. Okay,
so why the hell do you care whether someone views your profiles? Maybe it's someone who, yes, Jen, you do. You are a serious human being.
Mm-hmm.
Sisi wa jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Who don't even have profile pictures who kokwa LinkedIn.
Where?
Me, if someone views my profile, I'm assuming they are an employer and they want to employ me. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
you guys, how are you guys feeling about this first episode of the season?
I'm feeling good.
Mm-hmm. Excited.
Yeah.
Let's see how it goes. Whether we still remember how to do this.
I know.
Have you guys updated? No. Okay. We'll talk about that later. But yeah.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay. That was sour. You've had a nice day?
Oh, yes.
Week?
I was feeling a little bit tired in the morning or throughout the day. I don't know. My moods were a bit... I was feeling low, but... But... It's whatever.
I hope it gets better by the end of this episode. You'll be going to bed thinking...
I hope so, too.
I feel
God
good.
Damn it! Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. And you, Remy?
Nice. Yeah, I had an okay day. Like.
Yeah. Okay.
Good day. Yeah.
I also had a relaxed day. Oh my goodness. It was very
at
nice.
Work.
Eh?
You had a relaxed day at work?
No. I wasn't at work today.
Okay.
But, yeah, on our first episode, we start things, I think, different. We've always, like, introduced the topic or what we are going to discuss and blah, blah, blah. But today we'll start by me telling you a story about two people.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, their short-lived story, but and then we see where the we combine it with the juice of the episode. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to try it and make it as short and sweet as possible. Mm-hmm. So, this is a story about Mr. T and Miss K. So these two met through other people, and they started having a conversation, and pretty soon their conversations turned into conversations about relationships and sex. And Mr. T had just been divorced actually for 1 year, and he was looking for a life partner. And Miss K, on the other hand, was single and enjoying her single life, not interested in having a relationship or settling down with anyone at that point. So it was very clear that both of them had totally different paths, but their vibe was really exciting.
Vibing.
They would chat. Yeah, vibing. They would chat for hours, endless. So at one point, Mr. T and Miss K decided, so we just do this thing. Let's do what?
We have sex.
So they made a date for when they're going to have sex, and it was purely.
Why would you put it like
that?
These
people who make
a date? They had a date to have sex.
Yeah, they made a date to have sex. And before they had sex, like the conversation was also very, according to them, it was really like, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, I like this, I want this, I expect this,
they discussed the kind of sex they want to have.
Well, and this is purely sex. So they met and had sex.
Okay, they agreed that they're just going to have sex.
Like, yeah, they're meeting to have sex. And that's it. So they had sex, and they were together for hours that night. They ended up having sex 3 times that night. And in between, they had conversations about everything. Like, how was the last round? What did you like? What you didn't like? Like, And Mr. T just kept on stepping up, like, and doing it over and over again. So the two of them end up having 3 hours of sleep and go to work the next day. And they kept on chatting again throughout the day. And they decided, we're going to do it again tonight.
And the next day, I'm like, no, this after.
This particular day now. The
after
same day.
Sleeping 3 hours.
3 hours.
Oh.
So
So
they had sex again, and it was amazing. Same script, same everything. Sex, conversation, water, more sex, conversation. Yeah. To the point of they had sex at the door when
whose door?
Miss K was leaving. Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
As in, like,
I love it.
You're on the way out.
Out.
But you're like, one more round. Hapatu,
one more round. A quickie on the road. So, so they agreed that they are both living in two separate ways. Like, they both want different things, but they will enjoy the sex as long as it lasts, you know? And when one decides that I've found somebody else and I want to move on, then that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
And their conversations were more like about everything. So they continue having mad sex. And I mean mad sex almost every day of the week. If they had 30 minutes in between something, a drop off or a pickup, they would have sex. And if they had sex before work, they had sex after work. They just had a lot of sex.
Is this real life or is this fiction? Are these people you
know? True story. These are people that I know. Very well. And so they had sex like literally 1 month every day, including the day Miss K had her period, and it was just never ending. So look at Moni.
You see Monica's eyes are wide open, like
yeah.
Me, I'm living a lie.
Yeah. A lie, it seems. Mm-hmm.
So 3 months into this madness, they started involving mm-hmm. other people, other important people in their lives. And they would meet mm-hmm. for other things other than sex. And they would hang out and have dinner. And somebody would do something nice for the other person. And soon enough, they started having clashes. Like, you know, like clashes. They would argue. They would argue about things. Yeah, because
now it has already turned into a fucking relationship.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. They would mm-hmm. argue about things and, you know, Mr. T just could not understand why Miss K would not settle, and Miss K could not understand why Mr. T cannot respect the fact that she's not going to settle. And yeah. So finally, Miss K decides that.
But
okay.
Now, okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Maybe I'll ask at the end. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Miss K decides, I'm done. Like, this is it. Mm-hmm. We call it an end. This is what we've been waiting for. And yeah, we're just going to end things. And it was very short-lived. They ended things for 1 week and they were back at it again. Like the rabbit that they are.
Where?
Wow.
But yeah, even during the second time, like it was now the friction just became worse and worse. Like there were arguments and just disagreements about things and wanting to spend more time with each other. And so Miss K decided, I'm going to put an expiry date to this. And on this particular day, this is the last time we are having sex. And we will stop being friends with benefits and just become friends. Because for sure they shared intimacy. They both agreed that they shared intimacy that they've never shared with anyone else ever in their lives. Like it was mind-blowing. Like you connect with somebody sexually and you connect with somebody emotionally and you connect with somebody in so many ways. Like for them that was mind-blowing, and they didn't want to lose the friendship that they had. So the day came when the day came when the benefits expired. Mm-hmm. And yeah, now question to you, do you think actually the benefits did expire? Do you think their friendship will work? What will happen next?
Me, Kwanza, before.
Rehema has a burning question.
Burning. Mm-hmm. Wait, like, these people are having mind-blowing sex. Connection on that nini is check, check, check.
Mm-hmm.
You're having deep conversations.
Mm-hmm.
So why isn't this guy right for Miss K? Like, what is she looking for that she's not finding, that she can't?
But Remy, did you miss the point where she doesn't want to be in a relationship?
She doesn't want to settle.
She's single. She's no. She doesn't
want to be in a relationship.
No, she doesn't.
The right Mr. Perfect or Mr.
It doesn't care. Okay. Even if Jesus himself comes, maybe unless Jesus himself comes.
Yeah. She doesn't. Her. Yeah. Okay. She doesn't want to settle.
She doesn't want to settle into a relationship. Yes. Full stop. Okay. Yes. Okay. I get you. Wow.
So Jane, what question did you ask?
Do you think their friendship will work?
I think their friendship will work because now they are completely, well, not could be they still have feel first. I think now they have feelings for each other. You understand? Mm-hmm. It's just that they are both on different level, like, yeah, stages in life or levels. Mm-hmm. I don't know. The guy wants someone to settle with, and she doesn't want someone to settle with. That does not mean that they don't have a connection. They have a connection, and could be they even have feelings for each other. Mm-hmm. It's just that Miss K doesn't want to be in a relationship with anybody. She doesn't want to settle down.
And Miss K, just to clarify, Miss K wanted to end the benefits because she understood that she was going to get hurt eventually when Mr. T finds the girl to settle down with. And that's why it was very clear for her that she needs to end the benefits before she gets hurt, because she was starting to have feelings for Mr. T.
Okay.
Okay, so all this time, Mr. T has understood that Miss K is not going to settle, or is not.
He's still not understanding.
Is he looking for now someone to settle with, or he's trying to now convince her how she will settle.
Trying to convince her, right?
He wants to settle, and he will look for, if he finds somebody to settle with, he will settle. And he's still trying to convince Miss K that...
Yes, to settle down with her.
To settle down with him, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, with him, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. The friendship working is very tricky. Because now... Because one person wants more than just friends. You guess you're not... Like, maybe they'll keep the friendship going in the hopes of... Like now, Mr. T will, might keep the friendship going in the hopes of one day.
She might change her mind.
Kamwanya, katatokea hivi.
Yeah? There'll be a gap. Yeah.
There'll be a gap.
Which he can fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think this story like now brings us to the topic of today, which is friends and friends with benefits. Like... What kind of relationship is a friends with benefits to you guys? What does it mean to you?
I'm sorry, what?
Friends with benefits. What does that mean to you? What kind of relationship is that? FWB.
Yes, FWB. See, it's a relationship where you can be a man and a woman or whatever gender you choose to have a relationship with. But not, a sexual relationship with, like, you're not dating this person, you're just together to fulfill your sexual desires.
But where is the friendship
scratch
part?
Your itch. But see, your friends,
where is the friendship part coming in?
So it's not just the sex that you are also actually friends.
Well, it doesn't mean that now you're friends, at least you go out for drinks and all that, because now when you do that, for me, you're in a relationship with someone. You understand? I think what makes a good friends with benefits is you guys have to make clear rules before you even start the friends with benefits. Because it's very, very easy for someone to get hurt or for someone to have these, expectations
Or of you the start, other person. You easily start to develop feelings because of this now other times that you're hanging out together.
Yes. Being a friends with benefits, it means that you guys are only friends sexually. You understand? This is a sexual friend.
So me and you, Monique, cannot be friends with benefits.
See, we can... Oh, yeah. You and me, we can't.
No, like, I mean...
Should we give you some time to discuss the boundaries?
No, like, we are friends right now and then we decide we are going to start shagging. Is that...
You can, but I think you need to... it needs to be clear. Even if, let's say, Remy, Jane, you come to visit. Let's say you come to visit Remy or you come to visit anybody or whatever. And then, we have dinner together, blah, blah, blah. That does not mean that we are out on a date or whatever, whatever. And we are not telling people, okay, me, if it's someone in my social circles, I wouldn't go telling people this is my friends with benefits. I wouldn't tell anybody because, people are going to start asking us questions and you know you're only with that person for the sex. You get? Then me, if I was in a relationship with you in this whatever, I wouldn't tell people. Yes.
Yeah.
I agree with Monica. Of course there's an aspect of friendship, but even that friendship has to have boundaries.
With all friendships, there have to be boundaries.
Yeah, but now this one even has to be stricter because if the friendship just goes, is not limited, then that's where maybe the feelings now easily come in. You get. But then I'm also thinking, can you just be friends with benefits with anyone? Or is there some type of guy, say now for, what do you call it? Heterosexual.
Yes, heterosexual couple. Yeah, people.
Is there a type of a guy you can have friends with benefits with, or in the type that's not? I mean, or maybe not a guy, maybe in a situation. Like the situation where can you be both looking to settle And then you're saying you're friends with benefits. Uh-uh. I think there has
until you find the right person.
Yeah, until you find the right person.
Maybe this is not the right person for you.
That there has to be something in this other person that is a no-go zone for you. Like, you can't, how can I say, you can't accept it as a life partner.
Yes.
You get what I mean? I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Yeah, I get you.
Like, there has to be a reason why you can't be together.
Yeah.
Like, complete, like, dating. A couple. And, yeah. A couple. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, I think friends with benefits relationship, because it is a relationship, is one that has very, very clear, like you said, Monique, boundaries, but also rules. Like, okay,
you
so
need
we don't
very clear rules. Yes.
Yeah, we are friends, and what is the friendship part, and what is the benefits? Like, so is our friendship also going outside of the bedroom, or is it like, is our friendship only related to sex, or is our friendship also like we go now barbecuing with friends and relatives and stuff like that? Because for me, that's a boundary that should not be crossed. Like, I almost feel like what Moni is saying, that a friends with benefit partner is somebody who should almost be kept secret. Or
yeah, I was just thinking the same.
Like, it's somebody who should be, even if other people know that this person, like, say I'm having a friends with benefits relationship with one guy who is in our circle, will just remain as friends. And then the benefits part, nobody would ever know. Like, it would be a secret. Yeah. I agree with Moni on that. Like,
Because I think you really need to define the relationship. What you're talking about, Jane, I think it's, you need to define the relationship. And by this, I think you need to manage also the expectations. You know, you can't be a friends with benefits with someone, and they are thinking, when let's say you're with us and they happen to be to pass, or maybe they happen to be in the same restaurant we are eating, that you're going to introduce this person to us as, hey guys, this is my friends with benefits, or this is boyfriend or whatever, or maybe they expect you to buy them flowers, chocolate,
Buy them socks, or I need help to fix something at its,
that's your damn problem, call your other friends.
Think even such things.
Even the small thing. Don't call me at SGU and your gas has issued. That is due. I go pick gas for you. That's not my problem.
Or you're having a bad day and I'm the one.
And then you're calling the person. Because
You see, Jane, also being a friends with benefits with someone, it doesn't mean that you can't call or text them.
Yeah, but you should be calling them only for booty call.
No, even if not for booty call, I think even if it's just once a week, or I don't know, like, not at every day, but you can check up on someone. You understand? You can even send someone a text has your week been? You get not just at be silent with this person until Saturday, the time that you're calling them for you're giving them that booty call. You get.
Yeah, I get you.
That you should. You can do, but not just call this person at every day. Like, check up. How did you wake up? How did you sleep? Oh, you had a nightmare. Oh, I'm so. No. Did you eat? Not for those kinds of things. But checking up on someone, I think, is okay.
Because I think, like, the mistake that Miss K and Mr. T did, they took their relationship outside of the conflicts, constraints of it's a sexual relationship. They started now hanging out together, calling each other, sharing secrets, sijui nini. Now, that is madness.
Yes, they started treating each other as girlfriend and boyfriend.
Exactly.
And they should not have been doing that. They should not have been treating each other like boyfriend and girlfriend. And I don't know. Listen, me personally, I think if I was in a friends with benefits with someone, it's only sex, my friend. Even after that, we are not cuddling. We are not doing none of that.
True.
At least with the pillow talk. We are not doing none of that, by the way.
Exactly.
I'm not. Let me tell you, you cuddle with someone and then it releases those
oxytocin. Mm-hmm.
And you're just there falling in love with someone and you don't know, and you're like, this is my friends with benefits, true. My friend.
True.
You start fighting now, and throwing plates at each other.
Unasikia Monica history, like the story Jane said.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the conversation was just flowing. How do you stop yourself from, like, you can
open your legs again?
That's why, no, Remy, that's why you need to have a very, listen, you need to respect someone.
I agree. Respect is there.
You need to respect someone and you have to have a clear conversation. Like, you have to have clear communication.
True.
Clear communication, Remy.
Mm.
Like, you, before you even sleep with this person, like, you need, you know what you want. You understand? Yeah. And of course, let me tell you, okay, I'm talking from a point of, this is someone, like, this might go to people, like, people who are feelings, not those people who are just, you know, the people out there who just don't give a fuck about anything and people who don't have feelings. Mm. Me, I'm talking to the people, or I'm saying this as someone who has feelings, like, and someone who knows you can, is, it's very easy to develop feelings for someone.
Yeah, I know that too.
So the both of you, and it needs discipline. You can't just be a friends with benefits with someone and you don't have discipline. You have to have discipline.
So there's a science.
Yes.
Does it mean, like, because say now this is a total stranger you've met.
Mm.
Like, it's not even someone that you knew from your friend within a circle and then you decided. Does it mean as soon as you realize this is someone who I could have a deeper connection with, then you already call it quits?
There you have a conversation. That's why I said you need to have a clear, like, conversation with this person. You have to communicate this thing to that
person.
But
even you will communicate, but what, how can you tell your feelings not to feel?
Are you, no, you communicate with this person.
I think
you communicate with this person and tell them, now me, I'm starting to develop feelings. Maybe we call it quits.
Quits. Exactly. Because I was going to that point. Like, what are these rules of engagement with a friends with benefits relationship? Let's start with the do's. What are you allowed to do? Actually, I'm going to write down notes.
What you are allowed to do?
In handbook.
Use protection. Always use protection.
Do's.
Sorry?
Yes. Uh-huh. Always use protection.
For sure.
You just say sure, and there are people who are not using protection. You are saying it as if it is common sense for some people, and it's not.
Uh-huh.
So you use, use protection because you don't know. Maybe this, your friends with benefits, is also having a friends with benefits with someone
benefiting somewhere else.
That's what I was also going to say. Yeah, is it an exclusive friends with benefits?
Funny, with friends with benefits, you have exclusivity.
It's not exclusive.
But of course, you could have an exclusive thing because I believe that if you're having a really open and honest relationship, like, okay, we are friends with benefits and we are doing this, it's just you and me, and if you decide you're going to shag other people out there, please let me know.
No, but Jen, you see, me, I don't think, okay, for me, I think what you don't do when you're friends with, when you're in this kind of relationship with someone, is you don't even talk about other relationships that you're having out there. Because see, we are friends with benefits with you. And Missy, for example, this Mr. T, was it Mr. T? Mr. T is looking for someone to settle down with. Who told you he's not out there going on dates with other women and forming other connections out there? I think this person is, of course, because they're looking for someone to settle down with. And if he's like taking whatever these, I don't know, see, a friends with benefits, it's to satisfy your sexual needs as you're looking for the person you want to settle down with. So don't come and talking to, like, he can't come and start talking about the relationships that he's having with
other people.
Yes, with other people who call na Miss T, Miss K.
And I think also having maybe other partners will also help you not to put your everything into this one nini.
True. So is that a do also? Having other, have many partners?
Not have many partners, but see, you are looking for, okay, you can have many partners.
Search and look and engage in others. Yeah, let that relationship be open. The friendly benefits be an open relationship. Yeah. Maybe all scheduling.
Or okay, you guys, scheduling me, I don't know.
True, I agree.
Ati
scheduling. Scheduling meetings.
Yeah.
I think that's an important thing.
Yeah.
And you sit down. Are we meeting once a week? Are we meeting twice a week?
Are we meeting every day?
It can't be spontaneous. It can't be
If it's spontaneous, then that's a relationship. Unless it's unless we've met in the shop and we decide to become spontaneous.
Yes, that's true. Actually, that's true.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other do's?
Any other do's? I think you should be careful about who you choose to be your friends with benefits.
So what is the do there?
See, you be careful. Choose. Like who you choose. You choose the right person for you. For these assignments. You might be choosing someone who's sick in the head.
True.
Or someone who's not even fulfilling your needs. Haya.
Hey, wacha nikwambie. Mimi, one thing that is for sure. Let me tell you. One thing that is for sure. If you're going to have a friends with benefits, my God, there better be benefits. If this person cannot give you good sex, you're
why
not
the fuck
having...
are you even with them?
I'm telling you. Hey. And it's the first time you try it. If it's not working, it's not working. You move on. I'm not having sex with potential. He has potential to move on. Never.
He has potential to improve.
Akuna, no. If you give
you
it your best shot.
You kwanza and then you come
it's
on your improved.
From the word
exactly.
You come on your improved.
Uh-huh.
You know, there are those
the
people
right.
who have strong who have strong mouth strokes. Like they'll just tell you things by mouth. But when it comes to actions, they can't do anything. They're good at running their mouths. You want such a person to be your friends with benefits?
No.
Don't waste your time.
And I think now when I'm thinking about it, I think we should even remove this whole bull crap of friends with benefits. Let's just call it this is a benefit relationship. What is this friends thing?
Yeah, because the friends makes it quite complicated.
Exactly, it complicates things, you
just
know?
Benefits.
Hey,
but what do you expect? Okay, then enemy with benefits, basi. Put it that way. Because
you can't
in order for you to even sleep with some...
You can't have an enemy with benefits.
Because why I'll still continue calling it friends with benefits. There's no way I'm benefiting from... I don't know. Something out there, like, what are we calling these?
You see, friends, even friendship itself has its rules, you get.
Rules of engagement.
So, she's saying, like, it will bring a complication into the benefits part of it.
Yeah. Higher.
But if you have clear ninis, okay, wait, another do. I don't know if it's a do or a don't. Maybe it's more of a don't. Like, you need to be, would you say you need to be single? Like, you need to not be in another relationship. I don't know. Contradicting the other one? Because if you're already in a relationship, this is no longer friends with benefits.
Exactly. Exactly. Because then you're a side chick or you're having, you need to be single.
But you see, that's why you need to be, that's why, I don't know, this whole thing. From the beginning, you just need to be honest. You really need to be honest and you really need to be careful who you're choosing to be your friends with benefits because hey, not everybody can handle such a setup.
True. Yeah. And what are the don'ts in a friends
don't
with
sleep
benefits?
Over.
Thank you. Good one.
You hear these people, they were spending the whole night at you, Mbaka, when they're waking up from this person's house, going straight to work. What the fuck is that? That's a relationship. You're not supposed to sleep over, Rehema.
Exactly.
Of course not.
And no cuddling.
You don't sleep over. No cuddling. No pillow talks. When you're calm, You are coming and you are going. You come as you go.
No, but then you see.
In between round two and round three, why do you hear how many rounds they were having?
Hey, you sleep.
It's those conversations and cuddling. It's because they were cuddling. If they had not been cuddling,
Ochola would not have stood up.
Yes. They will have avoided this whole situation, by the way.
True.
Oh my God.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So one shot and you're out.
So it better be good.
And if it's not a good shot, if it's not a good shot, then you don't come back.
That's it.
Of course.
Okay, you can give them a chance, a second chance to see whether they are going to to pick themselves up.
If it was maybe they were nervous.
Then you'll just be giving chances. That will be your job.
Yeah, so not hanging out like otherwise.
Not introducing each other to other people.
Yes.
Close people.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Not even talking about this person.
Don't talk about, no. Yeah, even think with the friends with benefits. Don't even talk about your private life, Sasa, with them. You're telling them what you have been up to during the week. You discuss something else.
Guy, Moni, you make it sound like this person is almost like, he might as well be in, I don't know, in a box. And then his dick is just standing there. You go and sit on it and then walk out. It's
this person, there are friends with benefits for a reason.
No.
There are friends with benefits for a reason. You know.
You have a hole in the wall and you're on that side and they're on this side.
Exactly. And that's it.
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
But honestly, I think you can be a friends with benefits with someone like, okay, so we have said you set boundaries, like you don't go out for dates and you don't go out to eat, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
But I mean, after the sesh, so you can order food and you can eat before you leave, you know.
What will you? You'll be eating without talking.
No, see, you will be talking about the sesh, how it was and what you expect next time.
And the food. You can have a conversation about the sex.
About the sex.
I think, why not?
Yeah.
See, this is why we are here. And the meal is to celebrate what we have just done and to discuss future nini.
As you plan on the calendar for the next meeting.
The next sessions.
Next appointment.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when should you end a friends with benefits relationship?
Ukianza kusikia feelings.
Yeah.
When the feelings come in,
lakini
for whichever
sasa,
partner it is.
Now, what if the feelings are coming in, but that sex man, there's a way you've been digmatized. You can't.
Come again.
You can't think.
You're just thinking dick.
Their feelings, their feelings, and then there's the dick part of it. You're just thinking, wala la 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 la. Yani, I can go another 1 week without having being scratched by that same brush.
So then you look for another one, Kwani.
It's not the same brush.
Yeah.
Well, you will make it be, or I don't know, you will figure it out, Uko. Yes. But now you see, this whole thing, when you are friends with benefits, you need to put it in your head. You are a plaything. You are someone's plaything and and vice versa.
True.
You can be discarded at any minute without any notice.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you are not supposed to have any without any strings attached to it.
Attached.
You get. This person can just wake up and they're like, well, I'm not interested in this anymore.
True.
Yes.
I think you have to be very strong-willed and very honest with yourself. So
exactly.
When you decide, like, I'm feeling on my side, this is going somewhere. So you just tell yourself, no, now we have to call it quit.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's like an addiction. Of course, there is the withdrawal symptoms and all that, but you will get through it. Get addicted to something else.
Find a replacement.
Recharge your toys and...
Yeah, kama hizo. Yes.
Yes.
And dust them off.
Exactly. Lubricate them. Okay.
Service.
And I think another point where when you should end it is not just the feelings, but when you know this is the only person like on your mind. You wake up in the morning and you're wondering,
yes,
how did they sleep? Have they eaten food? Like it's no longer about like raw sex. It's about other things. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You people, we are writing a book.
A handbook.
Okay, so that's when you should end it, when you get feelings and when you're constantly thinking about the person. Any other thought as to when you should end it? I think when you start fighting.
Of definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is not somebody that you're supposed to be remotely fighting about anything.
Nothing at all.
No.
As I said, you come as you go.
That's also an indicator of things are moving to another direction. Yeah.
Yes, you don't even have room to be fighting. Not a chance.
And I think also when you realize that the other person has found somebody else, because as much as you said you use protection and all that, I think if you know that this person maybe is actually dating somebody else now, like it's official, and they're just, I don't know, it's almost like you're now the side
but
chick.
Jane, how will you know? And maybe let's say this person has not been forthcoming with you and they've not been honest, telling you that, you know, I have found someone. That's why, like, imagine before you even, like, you need to know who you're getting involved with. You guys,
like you,
because most people are not
honest
out there. So exactly. Yeah. You have to be very honest with it, and you have to be like, your level of maturity has to be top notch. You can't just
maturity.
Be friends with the yes. Someone has to really check themselves, and I think it's only a very small number of people who can be able to pull this thing like successfully.
I'm even wondering.
I think most people can't.
I'm even wondering, can you actually pull it off successfully?
You can. I feel you can if you're truly honest with yourself.
And both of you have to be really on the same page. The same way, like, to meet a life partner, for it to, you know, work seamlessly, you have to be on the same page. And
true.
The same way for this one. Because if there's someone, even a slight nini, that they want something more, then it will not.
It will
not
be. Work.
Someone
yeah.
will get hurt. Someone will
true.
Get hurt.
Definitely. Yeah.
I remembered that nini, a clip we saw. I don't know where we saw it. Was it on Instagram? I think. Steve Harvey was talking of, like, you cannot have, as a woman, you can't have male friends.
Male best friend.
Yeah. I don't know if we can add that clip here. We'll ask the editor.
All of my friends are men. I don't have female friends. I don't. I'm incapable of that.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, because, you know, come on.
Because you have a wife.
Well, I have a wife, and I don't really have female friends because, look, you're an attractive woman. There's some guy somewhere saying, yeah, we're friends. No, that's not true. He's your friend only because you have made it absolutely clear that nothing else is happening except this friendship we have. We remain your friends in hopes that one day there'll be a crack in the door, a chink in the armor, and trust and believe that guy that you think is just your buddy, he will slide in that crack the moment he gets the opportunity. Because we're guys.
Men think this way?
99.9% of us think that.
And I don't know. Do you think that's true?
Okay, I disagree. You can be friends with. Okay, majority of the men are like that. Let me tell you, people. That's just my opinion. majority of the men will be waiting. It's true, they'll be waiting to you know,
like if you give them a chance, the opportunity, they'll not say
exactly.
No.
Mm. Yes, exactly. They will do it. Yes, but me, I believe it's possible to have a male best friend.
A best friend, even?
A friend. A male friend.
Yeah, because I think also, for me, why I disagreed with this, it's the level of friendship. Are we talking of a best friend who you are calling every other, like, oh my God, can't believe what this guy did to me, or you can't believe what I just saw on the road, or is it just a friend who you call once a week, once in 2 weeks? What level of friendship are we talking about? Because if it's just a friend you call a couple of times in a month, I don't see the problem.
Yeah, if there's no problem with
best
that.
Friends forever.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
That can't work. Because you see, even when you're best friends with somebody, and there are things you admire about this person, and you know you can't help but feel a level of closeness to them, right? So during a moment of vulnerability, and it could be any form of vulnerability, like it could be even that you're sick and this is the only person who's there, like comforting you and making you food, and you know, like the best friend should, that's when you will slip and fall and you will never get up. Or me, I'm the weakest link.
You're the weakest link.
So I'm not having any male best friends. No, not happening.
So that, and that's what now I'm thinking with these friends with benefits. Like,
Jen, let me ask you something, because you're saying that you can't have a male best friend or a male friend.
Male friend I can have, but not friend.
Excuse me. It doesn't matter. Whether it's best friend, I'm a friend, where Goja, let me ask my question. Kwani, it means you attracted to all your male friends.
No, I don't mean that.
Exactly.
Like I said.
So that's why I disagreed also with this Steve Harvey thing, because me, I'm thinking, I'm not attracted to all the male friends that I have out there.
No.
Or any male you come across, it doesn't mean you're attracted to them.
No, Moni, what I mean is somebody that you actually, how can I say, share life with. Like Remy was saying, somebody that you call, like, you know, you see something on the road and then you remember them and you call them and you're sharing inside jokes and you're sharing this and you're sharing that. Like, you're actually best friends. Like, I don't know. And maybe if it's somebody who is actually like really a guy who, I don't know, maybe you've grown up with, even then, me, I'll fall. Me.
What are those ones you've grown up with, those ones, they will marry you and you'll have three children with them.
No.
I do get Moni's point. Like, yeah, you're not attracted to everyone. And that's also the other way around. The guys are not attracted to every girl.
True.
But there's that, I don't know. Okay, I don't know if it feels almost disrespectful to the men to say this. But most people say men, whatever, if you give them a chance. Because for him, he's not doing it for the attraction. He's just doing it for the physical fulfillment, you know.
But when he utter, even if it's for the physical fulfillment, how can you sleep with someone if you're not even physically attracted to them? You can?
No, I'm not saying you can. Some people can.
Some people can. But not everyone can.
Not everyone.
Jane,
but
you
want
to say something?
It was about like the way we think that men will just sleep with anyone, or. But do you know, like, there was there's this Kenyan lady who's she does some sex exhibition things, and I cannot remember her name. But she lives in South Africa.
Where is she
from? Whatever the case, she's
she
lives in South Africa with her partner, but she has written a book about sex and the African continent and how to enjoy sex. And she was saying the way some men have been telling her that they can have physical sex with someone, But then they are not emotionally involved at that point, and that makes them feel bad. So it doesn't mean that just because their dick goes up, like, they are ready and willing. Get what I mean? Like, a man can even be, a man can be raped. Like, you can be raped by a woman. He still had an erection. It doesn't mean that he was consenting. You get, like, male consent, male consent is not something that's talked about. So I think it's a bad assumption. And now we are moving away from the topic of today. But it's such a bad assumption when we think that if you open your legs to a man, then he will just dive in. In that way, I disagree also with Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Like any man who's looking at a woman will get, and if a woman allows a man to have sex, like, they will have sex, and it's going to be consensual, and it's going to be, you know, fulfilling and all that. It's not the case. Back to the point.
Okay.
Me, I think if I have a friend and we are tight, like, I don't know what, like, we hang out every day and and I mean a male friend, he has to be, like, really, really not my type. I mean, like, sexually not my type. Absolutely not my type. Yeah, I was going to say something.
So there's even no ounce of
ounce. That can cross my mind. Yeah. But then if it's somebody who's my type,
Kwisha,
I'll be vulnerable quite often.
Even you will be waiting for that crack.
I'll be, me, I'm the one who'll be waiting for that crack. And I will dive. Yeah.
Oh,
so, girls, 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 before we give
you
the...
Know how it's... Yeah.
Huh?
Do you know how it's going for this? What was their name?
Miss K and Mr. T.
That was the question I was going to ask you. How do you think it's going?
Guy, Jean, you can't leave.
Don't tell me they're married and they have 10 children. They are? My goodness. What a wow.
What a wow.
They
yeah.
are?
Okay.
No,
I,
they're
I
not.
I don't know. But if,
no, they're not.
If Miss K was undermanned, like, she doesn't want to settle, then of course they are not.
Hopefully Mr. T found someone.
But I don't know. I'm suspecting the friendship is not the same as it was.
I'm suspecting after they are not friends anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think they're friends.
I will say that they are friends. They're still friends, but I feel like they're trying so hard to be friends. Yeah, it's those things that are that you're trying to mend, and it's unmendable. And this is my opinion.
No.
I don't know. Like, they're trying so hard to be friends, and yeah. So that's how it's going.
Well, that's so sad.
I know.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add
but
or question?
Wait, me, wait, now, wait, 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 wait,
hey,
wait. Yeah, I think why these people, like, I think why they have, even, they started even fighting and, like, developing feelings. I think before they even started these things, one person already had feelings for the other.
I would also agree.
Yes, and
like,
I think
at initial, like, when the first, when maybe especially
when
this
they
Mr.
decided
T,
to sleep together already,
T, yeah, by that time he had already hopes.
Yes, Ama, he already had feelings for her,
like an extra attraction.
Yes,
I mean, like, yeah.
And me, I'm thinking if you are involving yourself in such a situation in a friendship benefits, you should not be involved with someone whom you have feelings for.
True.
But now, how would Mrs. K have known if he's
it's
not
for Mr. T, he should have been honest
him
with
himself,
if it's him,
himself out of
and
that.
Vice versa.
Yeah.
Honesty, my friends.
True. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so can we say that Mr. T and Miss K's relationship was a friends with benefits, or was it a situationship?
You really want to situationship.
Hey. Those friends with benefits that lend into a situationship. It started well.
Mm. It started like... No, it didn't. It didn't start well, Remy. It didn't start well because they didn't make the rules clear. How do you... This is a friends with benefits at a, and then you spend the first night Kwanzaa, the whole night you spend it together. Get out of here, man.
Sorry, it didn't start well. I get you. Yeah, it started off badly.
And they kept on lying to themselves.
True.
Monica.
Where?
Are you talking from experience?
I have so much wisdom.
It sounds like you have experience.
It is not just a box of air. It is not a box of air.
Hey, as we conclude this episode today, I would like to go through the do's and don'ts of a friends with benefit, like that we came up with. Like this is just like a summary of everything, right?
Yeah.
So if you're pick intending, up a pen and paper.
Yes, please. If you're intending to get into a friends with benefits relationship, please do.
Have any of you ever been in a friends with benefits?
Well, watcha.
What a disease, Jane.
Monica.
Jane, yambie.
Me. Hey! I could tell you about one that I had in my heyday.
This stopped being a podcast at minute 45. Now this is something else. This is a show.
Hey! In my heydays when I was young and this guy would call me, I kid you not. Oh, those days, there were no, it wasn't calling. In my heydays, he would text me, SMS, and ask me, Jane, where are you? And I would reply, I am in class. And then he would ask, do you want to have sex? And I would say, yes. And then he would say, I am coming to pick you. And I would take my bag and walk out of that class feeling nothing.
What?
Jane, I said both our mouths are open. Like,
and then he would bring me back soon after and I would go straight for lunch.
Like nothing happened. Now you see,
like nothing happened.
Now that is a proper
friends with benefits.
And
no pillow talk.
No pillow talk, no nothing. And me and my friends back. Guy, Aki, please. If my friends from Tampere are listening, I'm sorry.
You exposed yourself.
continue. We love it.
Woohoo. Now we're just narrowing down.
We did not like this guy. We actually hated him. We thought he was such
those are the best ones, Jane.
Dick. Like, oh my God.
But and you liked him.
Me, I ended up there. I told you, I'm weak. I'm the weakest link. But anyways.
Would you go trash talk him?
Of course.
Your friends?
Oh, yes.
And then the next day, like you're the being good picked from class.
At the next day. How about I was same, with him like a day. Couple of hours.
During lunchtime.
Before.
Did your friends know? Where?
About what?
About these benefits.
No. We hated him. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Like this guy
they didn't know of you. Yeah.
No. No. Guy. Where? Wow.
And you graduated on time.
Of course.
And I still graduated on time.
Hey.
Aki, but where? Most of you... Guy, like anatomy. Why?
See, those were power shots that you
are. I used to go for practicals while the teacher is telling us there about how what works, where. I am taking my bag and I'm walking out.
No, you tell the teacher you're going where?
No, nowhere. I just go. I just go. Yay.
Where?
With my Sony Ericsson. Where? Anyway.
Higher. Read us the rules.
The rules. No, Remy, have you been in a friends with benefit relationship?
Me, at this rate, I have not.
Oh, my days.
The stories I'm hearing today, I'm thinking I've lived a lie.
You haven't lived life.
In the next life.
in the multiverse.
I think I have been.
Easy rules. Did you have clear rules? How about you? Just going with the flow.
I have been because I didn't have any expectations from this person. And I don't think they had any expectations as well. We never would even talk until the middle of the week. You know.
Amma, you didn't know it was a friends with benefits at that time.
Exactly.
So,
you don't know.
Even no definition.
Yes.
Actually, I have. Yeah, very much.
Yeah.
Great.
And then you see Moni now. We were saying that you can't be enemies with benefits. Me, I think you can.
Yeah.
Because now you see in my situation, for example, this girl's a dick.
To your friends, but
the
to
dick
you,
was dicking.
But the dick was dicking.
He was giving you power shots.
Yeah.
That man. So you go back for lunch to return the nini power.
The calories that she had lost.
And I graduated on time.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you're very serious.
How did I miss all this?
See, you are in a whole different nini.
If it's a friend with benefits, you don't share even with your friend, for sure.
Yeah.
Even now I cannot share. Oh, God, Jesus, what was I thinking?
Read us the rose so we close. Oh, yeah, Monica.
Yes, I have been.
No wonder you're so passionate.
It's not that I'm passionate. I don't have any words. Me, I just used to find dating people very tiring and what the fuck? Stop calling me, don't text me. I never used to date people actually. I used to find it tedious. So it is easy to have a friends with benefits because this person, they are not calling you, they're only calling you or texting you when, or you're calling them or texting them when, you know, you're in need. Apart from that, you just continue with, you go on with your life. Fun times, good times.
Good times.
Yes.
Good times,
for sure.
Very good times.
Ladies and gentlemen, that being said, and all of us are blushing.
You are blushing. Aki Jane.
She looks like she's very sweaty.
She's blushing.
She's remembering.
I'm embarrassed. Anyway. The rules. Do use protection, please.
Yes.
People, use protection. Make sure that this is an open relationship, so no expectations. If you find somebody who makes you happy, move on. If the other person finds another person who makes them happy, they can move on. Scheduling. Make schedules. Make time. And I think that way it sets also boundaries. You need to be very strong-willed and honest with yourself. You need to be mature. You need to have good sex. Good sex.
Not mediocre sex.
And no expect. No. What do you call them? We don't give second chances. It is good or nothing.
And it's then a banger both, or not.
It's a banger or not. Yeah. And then both of you need to be single, or at least with the honesty, like in the beginning. Yeah.
Yes.
And then the don'ts. Please. Do not talk about the other relationships with them. Do not sleep over. No cuddling. No hanging out. No pillow talk. No introducing them to special people in your life.
Yes.
Keep them as that. Benefits. They are your secret. Okay? When to end a friends with benefits relationship? When you start catching feelings, please do end it. And when you're constantly thinking about the other person, and then when you start fighting, end the relationship. If you have anything else to add to the list, please share with us on our social media platforms, DM us. If you have juicy stories, please let us know. We love reading
those juicy
stories.
Send us voice notes.
voice notes, open your heart. If you've had a secret friends with benefits like mine, yes, open your heart.
Please let us know. We can share them anonymously.
Yes, 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 yes. And then we will see you in our next episode. Think. Remember to share.
And subscribe to our channel.
Which one?
And comment.
See, this is our channel. You get notifications from wherever you are listening us from.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Jean. Have you not subscribed to our own podcast?
She hasn't. She hasn't.
See, the people only subscribe on YouTube.
Thank you for listening to the end.
Thank you.
Hey, dog.
Until next time. Bye.
Episode 1.
Bye.
Yes. Bye-bye. Spadiliki, Melanie Duchini, Akuna Bleaching, Black is beautiful, you're not teaching, girls are thinking, Nima King Tuna, Makuin, Squad, you're the Baka DJ.